joining the late William F. Buckley, standing athwart history and yelling, "Stop!" It's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
We got a stupid federal judge ruling out of southeast Texas, out of the city of Pasadena, just breaking about 6 minutes ago in the Houston Chronicle. Federal judge in Houston ruled today against the city of Pasadena in a voting rights lawsuit, saying the city deliberately attempted to dilute the clout of Hispanic voters by changing the system for electing city council members. U.S. District Chief Judge Lee Rosenthal ordered Pasadena to revert to its previous single-member districts for the upcoming spring elections and ruled it would need a preclearance from the Department of Justice for any future changes to the system. Now, what did they do? The judge claims that the Latino voters do not have the same right to vote as their Anglo neighbors, which is an absolute factual absurdity. Absolutely wrong. These kind of judges need to start being impeached. This is insanity. What did they do that was to keep... How do you... Everybody's always talking about disenfranchisement. Would you tell me who the hell's been disenfranchised? It's legal to vote? No, nobody. What's the matter with you people? You know what they did? They decided to tighten up their council. They had a whole... And by the way, you got all these damn cities around me that don't even... At never were sued, don't even have... Big cities don't even have single-member districts for their city council or school boards. How the hell have y'all ever gotten away with this? Most people got sued back in the 70s, early 80s and had to do it. But get this. They had too damn many council seats in Pasadena. It's not that big a city. They had too many councils. You know how many they had? 8 council seats. So you had a new mayor come in, everything, and they campaigned. And I did, you know, this is outrageous. 8 council members? We don't need that many. They voted to move it down to 6 council seats. That's right. That's it. Sorry, that's all they did. They went from 8 council seats, single-member districts, to 6 single-member districts. And a U.S. district judge has ruled that that in Latino voters in Pasadena do not have the same right to vote as their Anglo neighbors. Really? They don't, if they live in one of those districts, they don't get to vote? See, this is the absurdity behind all of this minority-majority district crap. By the way, for you stupid idiot liberal minorities who believe in this crap, by the way, the Anglos, they get it. The Anglo liberals, they know what they did to you. This has been a trick from the beginning. It's been written about ad nauseum by Thomas Sowell and other brilliant leading lights who've documented this stuff. It was all a trick when they flipped. Remember, the Republican Party is the party of civil rights. Always had been. Then all of a sudden that became politically untenable. We had all these, society was changing very, very fast in the 1950s and then into the 60s. And you had all these riots. And by the way, they weren't all in the South. I know it's funny how they always make it appear this stuff was in the South. Some of the biggest race riots in America have been up north in the Mason-Dixon line. From the Civil War to the present, Democratic Party was afraid it was about to lose power. So they just did this big flip. Overnight, and used your tax dollars, basically, and the power of the federal government agencies to propagandize and press into people into the idea that somehow they were the party of civil rights, even though they're the party of the Klan. They're the party that invented segregation, enforced segregation. All up to this time, LBJ was a big old bigot. But they realized to keep political power, they had to flip. So they flipped, and they started this great society then, started handing out billions and then trillions of other people's money to people to buy them off. And there are a lot of people who were so-called minority community leaders of one type or another who were happy to get that money. So they told everybody who the new master was on the plantation. And everybody lined up behind them and said, "Oh, we're Democrats now." Well, the big trick they pulled on you was, you know, and by the way, it's absolutely bigoted and racist. The whole premise behind minority-majority districts, which says that minority groups should be able to vote for a candidate. What's the exact wording? Something like vote for a candidate of their choice. And the entire point of it is that no minority would ever vote for someone other than a minority, not just any minority, because we've seen the battles between black minority districts and Hispanic minority districts. Oh, hell no, they don't get along. That they would never vote for any minority other than someone of their own exact ethnic makeup. Now, is that not filthily racist to the core? Well, that's the premise of it. That's the entire basis of it. And I've got a lot of experience with this crap, having to come up with these pre-clearance plans from the Department of Justice every time you move a damn voting precinct or something. This is insanity. The trick they pulled on you was this. Yeah, we'll get a bunch of people of color, or however these bigots want to put it, these divide us by ethnicity and race and color people. You'll get elected to stuff. Yeah, but what they didn't tell you was, except in areas where you already had full control, like, say, El Paso or Hidalgo County, where it's 96% Hispanic, what our minority-majority districts really do, they ensure that, well, you never really have any real political pull. Now, how does that work, Pratt? It works real simply. When you have larger districts that are more diverse, like when Pasadena, the city of Pasadena, went from 8 to 6, that means that each district is electorally larger. It means that anybody in fighting a heated campaign for that district has to appeal to wider and more, in other words, to more interest groups. If I mean, these seats are often settled. By the way, don't interrupt me with a break. Push back. I'll get to that in a moment. What it means is, if you have a larger, more diverse district, you have to, these races often come down to 2%, 3%. You get in a runoff. It's a 1% deal. You, just to get in a runoff, it might be a 1%, 3% deal. In other words, let's say there's a neighborhood of Hispanics. You're going to have to work those people and appeal to those people. I don't care if you're white or purple. If you want to win, you got to work. You got to represent everybody. Ah, but what happens when you take the majority of minorities and you pack them in specific districts called minority-majority districts? You tell everybody with the propaganda, see, then you can have a black man there's no such thing as an Hispanic. It's a made-up term. You can have a Latino or somebody that speaks Spanish and has brown skin on the city council and all that. We're going to make sure you're represented. Two things to realize about that system. One, it means that the concerns of those minority communities become significantly, massively less important to other elected officials. Why? Well, they never have to cater to them. They never have to work with those people in a real sense of where they make up a 5 or 10 or 20% vote block in a district in which they represent or run in. You pack them all, as many as you can, in minority-majority districts, then only the people out of that district care what those minorities think. And here's the second half of the dirty, nasty trick these left-wing Democrats pulled on you people. It pretty well ensures, with minority-majority districts, pretty well ensures that the minority vote, whether it's Vietnamese community in Houston or black community, whatever, that vote will always be a minority vote in the legislating body, whether it's a school board, a city council, or whatever. You see what they did to you? Now, there are black scholars that have long understood this and written about it, but this is treasonous, in our current society. You can't talk about this stuff. That's what they did to you. So, and this is how absurd it is. A federal judge says that because they went from 8 districts to 6 districts, quote, that Latino voters in Pasadena, quote, do not have the same right to vote as their Anglo neighbors. Now, that's grammatically, everything about that's wrong, provably wrong. They still register to vote. You still have a right to vote in your district. So how could a judge say this? Did they make it where Latino, draw districts where there is no representative and put the, no. They actually made the districts more diverse. I thought diversity was a wonderful part. I thought that was a mantra of the left, diversity. It never has been when it comes to gaining power with the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party is not interested in diversity. They're interested in power. And they pack minorities into districts so that nobody else has to deal with it. And then that ensures the minority interest remains a minority interest. That way they can cater to people. You get a few people in charge. You make sure they're fat and happy. They tell everybody back in the district, oh, how wonderful things are. Or blame it all on those wascally Republicans on the other side, or in this case, the white people or whatever. You got a common bogeyman. Meanwhile, you never matter because the guy fighting the big diverse district doesn't have you in it anymore. What happened to diversity with you Democrats? It's all a lie. It's always been a lie. And this is an absolutely stupid order from Judge Lee Rosenthal in the city of Pasadena, Texas.
Meet up with other Pratt on Texas listeners on Facebook. Username Pratt on Texas.